The Handyman on the Menu, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Wet Darkness by Sam, Copenhagen. After an endless workday, her hair hanging down sadly on her shoulders, she felt tired and old. Ah, she could manage to do something tonight. At home, there was a big translation waiting for her. She could feel it, staring at her shoulders. Was she already old? She used to be able to work all day and squeeze in some extra work at night. But now, could she just go home and go to bed? Or dye her hair and go to bed? There was a note hanging on the front door. The water and sewage pipes in the street were going to be renovated. Over the next 2 days, everyone had to use the sinks and toilets as little as possible. Not this, too. This she couldn't take. A little further down the street stood a man wearing dark clothes. She might as well ask. "Excuse me, do you know anything about this sewer cleaning?" He was young, dark-haired and muscular, and when he spoke, he did it with a foreign accent. "Yeah, we'll be working all night." "But can I take a shower?" His eyes shone in his dark face. "Yeah, just take a quick one. The water tanks aren't empty yet," he answered. "Oh, great. Thank you for your help." She went upstairs by herself. Carl wasn't home. He wasn't often home these days. She was still thinking about that dark young man, those shoulders, that voice, those stains on his work clothes. Were they... Yeah, they were muck. It was a lot to take in, that's what it was. He was the most virile man she'd seen in a long, long time. When he'd said that they were going to work all night, she felt the urge to invite him to share the dinner that she'd brought home with her. She was dripping wet already. No, it was so foolish. They had exchanged, what, 4 sentences, and she could have been his mother. Still, she couldn't think about it. Yet she could. After her exhaustion had lifted and had been replaced by a vague excitement, a tingling in her lower body, an overwhelming, urgent desire to be filled in, to be supported, taken, by him. What was his body like underneath those work clothes? It had been athletic, masculine and strong with dark hairs. Yes, it had to be. Around 11 p.m, she looked out the window. The street was dark, except for the lights from the workers' trucks. Where was he? Down in the sewers? Was he moving around in the wet darkness? Could she brew him a nice pot of coffee and bring it down to him? No, you idiot. You're an old woman, 47 years old, or at least that's what he thinks, with that body. She couldn't sleep, couldn't work, couldn't do anything. It was late, and Carl hadn't come home yet. They had had this live-and-let-live philosophy for quite a while. Her pulse was beating in her sex by now.